to share with you a kavana. I understand and I appreciate the fact that for a lot of you, you're going to be saying a lot of words that you have no idea what you're saying. And all too often, when that happens, is the air conditioner on the timer now that they can't get it on? You know that? All too often when that happens, we sort of get lost in the frustration. But as important as the words are, and they are critical, there is a kavana. And I want to share with you a kavana. If you find it helpful or you find it apposite to what you feel. If not, find your own kavana. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva that when you do tshuva and you're trying, you're expressing regret and all the steps in the process of tshuva, the Rambam has a very, very strange expression that you've got to call a witness to the fact that you're doing tshuva. It has to be witnessed. Who is the witness? The Rambam says, V'yo'id alav yodea ta'alumot. You call to a witness. You call as an aid the one who knows all secrets. Wow, who knows all secrets? Oh, forgive me, you say. And somebody says, you don't really mean it. And you say, how do you know what I mean or don't mean in my heart? I said, forgive me. Right? But you're calling the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows Bochein Klayot V'Lev. He knows what's in our heart. He knows the truth. And this issue of speaking truly is one of the reasons that we're saying Slichot tonight. Without getting into the niceties of the detail, there are 4 days that we have to have before Rosh Hashanah. It's sometimes we have more, but there have to be 4 days before Rosh Hashanah that we say Slichot. And one of the reasons offered, you can see it, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. One of the reasons offered is, seems to be a technical point. In Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah talks about all the karbanot of the various moadim, and it comes to Rosh Hashanah, instead of saying, V'hikravtem olah, you shall offer an olah, it says, anybody remember? Va'asitem olah, you shall make. Somebody said it, I think. Va'asitem olah. And there's a drush on it, you shall make yourselves, each and every one of us, for Rosh Hashanah, as an offering to God that is called a total offering, an olah. But there's a problem when you have a carbon. The carbon has to be checked for a mum 4 days beforehand. It goes through a process of checking. And if I am a carbon, I have to be checked. Now, a mum is a profound word. And I'll tell you why it's a profound word. It's because it's a palindrome. Right? Spell it whatever way you will, you get mum, backwards and forwards, which in English and in Hebrew indicates a totality of something. Abba, Ima, Mom, Dad, mum. So there can't be in me any trace of imperfection. A mum. And who's examining me? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at me, so I better examine myself. I better, if I'm coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tshuva, then I better have examined myself very well. In this context, I want to point out where the first examination is done in the Torah. First examination is done in the Torah after the first sin. A story. The Baal HaTanya, first Lubavitcher Rebbe, as many of you know, was imprisoned a number of times by the Tsarist government. And in the last imprisonment, which was could have cost him his life, the following took place. The warden of the prison, I'll call him Alexei, I don't know what his name really was, but the warden Alexei comes to him and said to him, "Rabbi, I see that you're constantly studying. I too study the Bible. And there's something that I never understood. Can you help?" The Rebbe said, "Ask." He said, "This is what I don't understand. Adam sins. And what does he do? He hides. He hides. And God speaks and says, Ayeka, where are you? Where are you?" "Rabbi, God knows where everybody is. What is God asking Adam? Ayeka." And the Rebbe, the story is not told in Tsarist history, the prison annals. It's told in Chabad. The Rebbe said, "You fail to understand. God knows where Adam is. But the question Ayeka is directed to you, Alexei. It's directed to everybody in the world. This is a question that God is asking us all the time. And essentially it's a question that God wants us to ask of ourselves. Each and every one. Ayeka, where am I? What am I really? Who am I? What am I doing?" You know, we're talking about tshuva. Right? We're talking about tshuva. A mum is not necessarily something that you see. We know what mumim are. You know, somebody really did something terrible. They did a chil Hashem. A marish a chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is a terrible thing. If a guy who's in yeshiva, as you all are, were to go downtown or wherever it is and get drunk, it's a chil Hashem. Now you know that that happened. You know that that happens when it happens. You wake up and you know what happened. Your friends tell you what happened. It's a chil Hashem. But so that's not where are you? The question of where are you is a more profound question. You don't have to examine yourself carefully to know what you've done wrong. Okay? Look, it's a common thing in American schools, at least, in colleges and in high schools, that people cheat on tests. Cheat! It's awesome. It's forbidden. And everybody knows. Everybody here knows whether they cheated on a test, and they probably know the other people cheating on a test. But what we might not know about that, we might not know what it is inside us. What our nature, who we are, what kind of people we are when we do things like that. We don't know what we're capable of. And that was a story of the Rebbe and Alexei, and it's a story of every man and God. And where is Adam? What's his answer? What's Adam's answer?
Where is he?
What was he doing? What was he doing? He was hiding, right? What did he say? He said, "Et kol chashamati vagan va'ira." The first time the word kol appears in the Torah. Now, kol is going to be a very important word for us. It's an important word because the Rambam tells us that shofar, and what's the bracha for shofar? To hear the shofar? Lishmoa kol, kol, the kol shofar. At kolcha, the first time the word appears in the Torah is God asking the question, where are you? Et kolcha shamati bagan. Va'ira. And I was afraid. And what did I do? Ve'echove. I hid. I'm in hiding. Ve'echove. Who else is hiding? We're going to meet another person hiding. Almost at the end of Yom Kippur. The Maftir. The Maftir Mincha is the entire book of Yonah. Where is Yonah hiding? He's running away and he's hiding. There's a storm and he goes deep, deep down into the ship. And he sleeps deeply. The sleep of deep escape, the sleep of hiding, and the Rambam says to us that that's the meaning of the shofar. Uru yishene mishinaskem. We're all asleep. Wake up. Wake up. Uru uri yisheni mishinaskem ve nirdomim hakitsu mitardamaskem elu b'nei odom hashogim kol shnatam. The whole year, shogim, assiduously involved, the hevel v'rik asher lo yo'il v'lo yatzil. Hevel v'rik is just... It's not an aveira we're talking about. Hevel v'rik is just what? Wasting time. Nothing. How we spend our time. What we could be and we're not. Because we're spending our time, it's like throwing money away. Which none of us would do. But we throw the most precious thing in life, which is life itself, which is time. We're escaping. What are we escaping? If we don't answer that question, then you haven't examined yourself for a moment. And how can you call God? How can you call God as a witness that you're serious about it? This is serious time. The Yehudi HaKadosh, another Hasidic Rebbe, the Heilige Yid, always told the following story. Simple story. He was a young fellow, and he's walking on the road, and there's a peasant whose cart has gone off the road into a ditch, and he's trying to push the cart back into the road. And he sees this strapping young man, and he says, "Help me push the cart back on the road." And the Yehudi and the peasant push. Doesn't go on. Push again. Doesn't go on. The Yehudi says, "Look, I can't do it." And the peasant said to him, "Don't say you can't. You don't want to do it." That's the story. The Yehudi, apparently it struck him in his heart. That's the problem. We can do, but we don't want to do. Something that we really want to do, we can do it. And so, now is the time before Rosh Hashanah, before we begin Slichas, before Yom Kippur, before you really make a decision, I'm talking to the guys in the yeshiva now for the rest of the year, and you know how fast the year is going to go. Time. Who are we? Who are we? Who am I? For real, standing in the presence of God, asking my question, asking God's question. Where am I? And so, the question of Ayeka is the question that echoes throughout the world, and it echoes to Alexei, it echoes to us. There's one other word that echoes throughout the world, to every Jew. It's a famous question. Why was Avram chosen by God? What did he do? Who was he? Right? What does the Torah tell us about Avram? Nothing. And then one day, Lech Lecha. Right? Suddenly, Lech Lecha. Literally, almost sounds like you, Abraham, flip out. Leave everything. And the Sas Emes says that Lech Lecha is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to everybody in the world. Again, the same type of answer. The problem is that only Avram heard. That's who Avram was. He heard a divine call. He heard a call. Lech Lecha ultimately means go beyond yourself. Go beyond what you think you are. There's more that you can accomplish. There's more that you can do. Listen. Don't hide. I would hope that, you know, I've taken seriously what I just said. I would hope you've taken it seriously. But I know one thing that you'll all remember. And that is a very, very simple gematria. You all know what a gematria is. A very, very simple gematria. And I was struck when I realized it. I don't even know why I thought of it, because I almost never think of gematriot. But to sin, of course, is to miss the point of a life well lived. To miss the point. That's what the word means. In Hebrew, the word for sin is chet. We sin because we are all like Adam, all in hiding. Va'echave in gematria is the same as chet. 18. Sinning is hiding.